Parliament has voted overwhelmingly in favour of abortion law changes at the first reading a short time ago. The bill would remove abortion from the Crimes Act and instead treat it as a health issue, and will make abortions available as of right up to 20 weeks of pregnancy and possible after that if a doctor agrees. Now, our political reporter Joe Moyer has been watching the first reading unfold at Parliament and joins us from there now. Good evening to you, Joe. That's a huge margin, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is huge, Alex. We always thought that it would be a little bit closer, to be honest, but then over the last couple of days, as we've kind of gone out and asked individual MPs how they would vote, it did become, I guess, more obvious, really, that it was probably going to get a decent majority. However, 94 votes for and 23 against is definitely a lot more, probably, than what people had predicted. Within that, you had both the Green Party and New Zealand First vote as a block rather than those individual conscience votes. They, both Greens and New Zealand First, voted in favour as well. The other thing with the first reading, of course, is quite often you have MPs who may not be completely convinced about the issue. They'll decide to vote at the first reading for it, just to get it to that select committee stage. Obviously, that's an opportunity for the public to put in their submissions and for MPs to actually hear those views. And a lot of MPs want to have give the public that opportunity.
Yes, so you mentioned there some people maybe waving it through, like we heard with the euthanasia debate, that might not vote for it in the end. I think Suat William Sio Aupito, his title there, I think mentioned that in terms of how he was going to vote. It seemed, from, at least from what I caught of it, that the debates were fairly respectful, but definitely impassioned. What were some of the standout speeches for you?
Yeah, there were some really impassioned and really emotional speeches too. We did see some tears in the House here tonight. Two of the new National MPs, Agnes Lohini and Paulo Garcia, both had very strong speeches against abortion. Just to give you a bit of an idea, Agnes Lohini described abortion as a woman making a lifestyle choice. And then you had Paulo Garcia talking about unwanted pregnancies being an absence of love between a mother and a child. Now, on the other side of that, you had the Prime Minister, who normally isn't actually in the House on a Thursday, but she did come back to Parliament because she wanted to make a speech in the House on this bill, because obviously she's advocated very strongly for abortion reform. Now, she said that the time was right to put women's dignity at the centre of all of this.
Yeah, and then in terms of those, some of those other voices against, because it's only a small number, but I just thought it interesting that we've heard from some of those, I guess, women of the National Party. We don't often hear from Agnes Lohini, you mentioned, Harere Hipango, Joe Hayes as well, also speaking against it. I think Tracy Martin might have been one of the ones you were alluding to that had some tears tonight. In a sense, she's been wedged in between this debate between New Zealand First and Labor over the organisation of the law and this proposed referendum. Can you take us into what Tracy Martin was speaking about?
Yeah, absolutely. Tracy Martin's had a tough couple of days, and it really showed on her face today, a mixture of probably being quite torn and potentially a little bit sort of angry and disappointed with the way things played out in her caucus over the last 2 days. Now, just going back to Tuesday morning, this all kick-started in an interview that I did with Tracy Martin on Tuesday morning on Morning Report, where she said that there was going to be no referendum called for by her party. She'd been tasked with negotiating with Andrew Little, who's obviously put the bill forward as Justice Minister, and at no point, she says, and she continues to say, at no point did anything come up in caucus with her colleagues about there being a referendum, so she never passed that on to Andrew Little. We then saw, after the caucus meeting on Tuesday morning, some MPs decided they did want a referendum at the 11th hour. Winston Peters came out and told media that would be happening. Andrew Little was very blindsided by that. Of course, Tracy Martin was as well. And then we ended up with a situation where she came into the House today to speak on behalf of the New Zealand First Party as they're voting for a block. They're planning to vote through for the first and the second reading to get it to the committee stage, where they will have that opportunity to table a referendum. Now, she used her speech today, and she started by saying that she had written the speech before all of this happened on Tuesday, and had planned to make quite a personal speech voting in favour of the reforms and talking about her own personal experiences. Now, she'd basically ripped that up and said that she had to basically start again, really, because these political events had happened, and she went through the timeline basically and explained what had happened and led to the fact that we had this sort of referendum at the last minute.
Right, okay. So it goes to select committee now, and we'll obviously be hearing a lot more about this in the next few days. But thank you very much, Joe Moyer there, from our from the Parliament just after that vote, the first reading vote, waving through the new amendments, or the changes, a new abortion law.